The Canadian Armed Forces Canada West Curling Championship is down to its final two teams. And just like last time around, there was an upset in one of the semi-finals, only this time 15-wing Moose Jaw wasn't the beneficiary when all was said and done at the Moose Jaw Event Center. Skip Corporal Jonathan Benson, 3rd Sergeant Jay McClellan, 2nd WO Robert Cogswell and Lead Captain Gene Doyen missed the playoffs by a single win after splitting their final two round-robin games, falling 9-1 to 19-wing Comox before closing out the preliminary round with a 9-2 win over CFB Edmonton. The victory over Edmonton gave 15-wing a 2-4 record and tied them with CFB Equimalt for the fourth and final playoff spot. But thanks to Equimalt's 11-9 win over 15-wing in the round-robin, they took the final medal round berth. Cold Lake put together a 5-0 record and faced Equimalt in their semi-final, with the contest turning into back-and-forth battle in the early going. Equimalt put up a 3-ender to open the contest and led 4-2 through 4 when Cold Lake got on a roll. A 3-spot of their own in the 5th gave them a 5-4 lead, followed by a deuce in the 6th and 4-ender in the 7th, making it an 11-4 final. The other semi-final saw Comox Endura upset for the second straight year, as despite their 5-1 round-robin record they'd drop a 9-6 decision to CFB Shiloh, who capped their preliminary round at 4-2. Shiloh got off to a great start, staking themselves to a 4-0 lead thanks to 3 in the second end. Comox came right back, though, putting up 3 in the third to get within 1 before the two teams exchanged single points. That set the stage for the sixth end, where Shiloh took complete control with a 4-ender, and while Comox would get 2 back in the seventh, that would be as close as they'd get as Shiloh took a 9-6 victory. That all sets up the championship game on Friday at 9 a.m., where Cold Lake will take on Shiloh for gold. Cold Lake will be the favorite in that contest, thanks to their unbeaten record and a 10-2 win over Shiloh in the round robin. 17-wing Winnipeg is the defending champion, but failed to make the playoffs after going 1-5 and finishing 7th in the round robin.